The group Americans for the Arts just released its fifth Arts and Economic Prosperity Study. It looks at the financial impact of arts and culture groups across the U.S., and it has specific numbers from Metro Atlanta. WABE's Amy Kiley stopped by the Atlanta Regional Commission to learn more. She spoke with ARC Executive Director Doug Hooker and the Commission's Arts and Culture Specialist Josh Phillipson. Her first question was for Phillipson.
What is the Arts and Economic Prosperity 5 Study, or AEP 5?
AEP, the Arts and Economic Prosperity Study, is a study that Americans for the Arts does every 5 years to understand the economic impact of arts and culture in communities around the country and as a whole for the whole country. It's a national study, and in our region, four entities came together to each participate as study partners. So it was the City of Atlanta, Fulton County, the Atlanta Regional Commission, and the Community Foundation for Greater Atlanta.
Why is the Atlanta Regional Commission involved in what's going on with this study?
The Atlanta Regional Commission serves the 10-county region in a variety of different issues. One important issue that we've added in the last 5 years is arts and culture. And our role is to work with the arts and culture community, whether it's nonprofit or the commercial side, to help integrate their needs and their issues with the rest of the issues that we're addressing as a region so that they can thrive as a sector of our economy and as a sector of our community. We also want to bring the arts and culture community into the conversation about other issues.
We'll get to more of the details of it in a moment, but what are the most significant numbers in the survey for Metro Atlanta?
I think the most significant numbers from my perspective are the $720 million impact that arts and culture organizations have directly on our economy, as well as over 23,000 jobs that are directly attributable to arts employment or companies that serve arts organizations.
To clarify, those numbers are from the nonprofit arts sector, so they don't include TV or film, right?
Right.
What kinds of organizations are included in those numbers?
Well, a lot of the major arts institutions that people are familiar with, like the High Museum, the Alliance Theater, the Atlanta Symphony, but also a lot of the community and regional organizations such as the Aurora Theater, Spivey Hall down in Clayton County, and other organizations.
The study breaks down those numbers in terms of economic generation from those institutions, as well as expenditures from audience members. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what that second part is?
Arts patrons often will spend extra dollars beyond the immediate arts engagement. It may be on food at a local restaurant nearby. It may be parking. All of that extra spending is generated because of the arts visit, the arts tourism, and so the arts are responsible for other parts of the economy besides what they take in actual ticket sale.
The study also shows Metro Atlanta's nonprofit arts industry generates tens of thousands of dollars in total tax revenue for state and local governments each year. How do nonprofits, don't pay as many taxes, generate those kinds of numbers?
Well, they don't pay some taxes, but they do pay employment taxes, and they do pay taxes for various parts of their business.
The study methodology says less than a third of our region's eligible arts organizations participated, I believe. How do you know the numbers are accurate if you only have a portion of organizations involved?
There are a lot of arts and culture organizations in our region, and they range from very, very small to exceptionally large, the largest being the Woodruff Arts Center. As a local study partners, it was our job to make sure that we had a good sample of all those organizations, and we made sure that organizations that had significant budgets, since this is an economic impact study, were included. So from economic impact numbers, we have all of the significantly sized organizations in that study.
What other numbers really stand out for you in that survey?
Nonprofit arts are less than 0.5% of our total metro economy, but yet and still the vitality and the reputation for what we are as a region and why we are so attractive to so many people, young and old, is because of all these different art institutions and organizations So small expenditure in the economy, but huge effect in the quality of what we perceive as a great place to live.
I've heard the argument that if we want large companies to build their headquarters in Atlanta, we need that arts and culture scene to lure in workers for those companies. Have you experienced that when you interact with companies that are thinking of building or expanding here?
Definitely so. We were very involved in supporting the Metro Chamber and others and the state in trying to attract Mercedes-Benz to move their North American headquarters into Atlanta. And a part of the question that a lot of their managers who were considering coming with the company was, what kinds of things are there to do in Atlanta and in the region? And I think that helped ease a lot of those employees' decisions about moving south.
One of the arguments from people who want to defund the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Endowment for the Humanities, is that we need to focus that money on deficit reduction, on job creation. Based on this survey, what do you think about those concerns?
The study shows undoubtedly that arts organizations are responsible for a lot of job creation, both directly and indirectly. And then the other part of the argument is that the arts define us as human beings. They are an expression of our humanity in all of its full range. And so to say defunding NEA or defunding National Endowment for the Humanities is basically saying we're not investing in ourselves as humans and how we express ourselves to each other.
We also know that participating in the arts makes us more creative and better equipped to innovate and collaborate and solve problems. And those are all skills sought out by employers. So just having the community here of arts and culture and having opportunities for workers to participate, either as attendees, as audience members, or actually to get in and to perform themselves or to create art themselves and use the nonprofit arts community as a place to do that, can create a workforce that is more able to address the needs of the 21st century that businesses need to have. So we think that having this a strong arts and culture community is creating a strong workforce, is creating a strong economy.
Do you have any concluding ideas about what do arts and culture in Atlanta mean for the economics of this region?
Regardless of how we support the arts, be it public, private, or a combination thereof, what this makes clear is that there is a great return on investment in supporting the arts. So I think we have to find greater ways to support arts organizations from the smallest to the largest in our community.
Thank you.